When Stephen Hawking was asked about his IQ, he famously replied, "I have no idea. People who boast about their IQ are losers." This sentiment captures a curious paradox in our society. Many intellectuals publicly dismiss intelligence testing while privately acknowledging its validity. Despite being one of psychology's most robust fields, intelligence research remains deeply controversial. Yet the evidence is clear. Intelligence testing isn't just meaningful. It predicts education outcomes, career success, health, and even how long you'll live. In our increasingly complex, knowledge-based world, understanding intelligence has become not just academically interesting, but practically essential for addressing challenges from educational inequality to cognitive aging. Forget those simplistic online IQ tests. A proper intelligence assessment takes over an hour with a trained professional and evaluates multiple cognitive domains. You might complete matrix tasks requiring pattern recognition, explain conceptual similarities between seemingly different items like democracy and orchestra, repeat number sequences backward to test working memory, define words ranging from umbrella to pellucid, or mentally rotate three-dimensional objects. The most remarkable finding in intelligence research is what psychologists call the positive manifold. People who excel at one type of cognitive test tend to perform well on all others, regardless of the specific skills being measured. This phenomenon led to the discovery of the G factor, general intelligence, which typically explains about half of all intellectual differences between people. Beyond G, intelligence has important substructures, including fluid intelligence, solving novel problems, and crystallized intelligence, using accumulated knowledge and experience. How strongly does intelligence predict real-world outcomes? In one landmark study of over 13,000 schoolchildren, the correlation between age 11 IQ scores and age 16 exam results reached an astonishing R equals 0.81, a correlation strength almost unheard of in psychology. This demonstrates that whatever standardized exams measure is remarkably similar to what IQ tests assess. In the workplace, intelligence strongly predicts performance across numerous metrics, from efficiency to manager ratings to training absorption. While the correlation is strongest for complex jobs requiring abstract thinking, IQ predicts performance even in simpler roles. Perhaps most surprising is intelligence's relationship with health outcomes. The emerging field of cognitive epidemiology has consistently found correlations between intelligence and reduced risk of physical conditions like heart disease and mental health disorders. Swedish research shows a striking staircase effect where each higher IQ category corresponds to lower mortality risk. Being 15 IQ points higher in childhood leads to a 24% lower risk of death in subsequent decades. Our species name, Homo sapiens, wise man, emphasizes intelligence as our defining characteristic. While many animals evolved different survival strategies, being small, fast, or armored, humans developed complex thinking skills that flexibly address multiple challenges. But what makes some people smarter than others? Twin studies provide compelling evidence for genetic influences on intelligence. Identical twins show much more similar IQ scores, correlations around 0.80, than fraternal twins, around 0.55, even when raised apart. Intelligence is approximately 50% heritable, meaning half of intelligence differences between people are attributable to genetic factors. Intriguingly, heritability increases with age, from about 20% in early childhood to 80% in adulthood. While genetics plays a major role, environmental factors also matter significantly. However, the term environment splits into shared, factors making siblings similar, and non-shared, unique experiences. Surprisingly, shared environment has minimal effect on adult intelligence. Smart parents have smart children primarily because of genes, not parenting styles or educational resources. This finding, known as the nature of nurture phenomenon, suggests that genetic predispositions often drive environmental experiences. With intelligence linked to so many positive outcomes, it's natural to wonder whether it can be enhanced. Unfortunately, many popular methods lack scientific support. The famous Mozart effect has proven neither robust nor reliable. Brain training video games similarly show disappointing evidence. While specific training programs can improve performance on the trained task itself, evidence for transfer to general intelligence remains mixed at best. Some health interventions do show promise. Evidence from developing countries shows removing parasitic worms increases children's IQ. In developed countries, banning lead from gasoline improves children's IQ scores by reducing toxic exposure. Dietary improvements like iodine supplementation significantly benefit intelligence in malnourished children. Education appears to be the most effective way to raise IQ. A natural experiment in Norway showed that extra schooling added 3.7 IQ points per year. Perhaps most intriguing is the Flynn effect. Intelligence test scores have been rising by about 3 points per decade since testing began. This isn't just due to improved nutrition and education, but reflects a fundamental shift toward more abstract, scientific thinking compared to the concrete, experience-based thinking of earlier generations. Intelligence research remains one of psychology's most contentious fields, despite extensive scientific evidence. Many researchers deliberately avoid using the term intelligence, instead employing euphemisms like cognitive function or information processing capacity. This self-censorship reflects deep-seated controversies, including the field's troubled historical connections to eugenics and the uncomfortable reality that human cognitive abilities differ measurably between individuals. Yet, there are compelling reasons to study intelligence. The strong relationship between IQ scores and mortality risk demonstrates intelligence's medical relevance. With Western societies aging rapidly, we must urgently address the decline in fluid intelligence that occurs with age. As we progress further into our technologized century, cognitive abilities become increasingly crucial for both personal and professional success. Jobs requiring higher cognitive abilities are growing faster than other sectors, while routine cognitive tasks are increasingly automated. The facts about intelligence don't justify unfairness or mean everyone is permanently stuck with the same ability to think and learn. Instead, they open fascinating questions. What causes general intelligence? Which specific genes make a person smarter? Why do simple tests relate to so many important life outcomes? What exactly happens in the brain during problem solving? Understanding intelligence means understanding ourselves. It's about recognizing both our cognitive limitations and our remarkable potential. The science of intelligence doesn't reduce us to numbers or deterministic outcomes. It illuminates the complex interplay between our genes, our environments, and our choices. What if we approached intelligence not as a fixed trait, but as a dynamic capacity that can be nurtured? What if we used our understanding of cognitive differences not to rank people, but to create educational and workplace environments where diverse minds can flourish? The most intelligent approach to intelligence might be embracing what the research actually tells us, that our cognitive abilities, while influenced by biology, remain responsive to experience, education, and environment throughout our lives. The next time someone dismisses IQ as meaningless or claims it's completely fixed at birth, remember that both extremes misrepresent what decades of careful research have revealed. Our intellectual capacities, how we reason, remember, solve problems, and learn, represent the most distinctly human qualities we possess. Understanding them better isn't just scientifically fascinating, it's essential for creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to develop their fullest cognitive potential.